Sam Fisher and Demi Lovato, big tune, big voices. Hey, a big opportunity now on Algoa FM for the Friday Music Club for you to get to know potentially your next favorite artist, who is South African and more than that,
proudly Algoa country.
Yep, they're from here. This particular person you may have seen on television. She's lovely, she's talented, and she got really far into the top seven, in fact, in season 9 of Idols South Africa. She's from, formerly known as Port Elizabeth, Qabega, in Algoa country. And right now, we've tracked her down, stopped her in her tracks, in her car, as it speaks. Christina, how's Friday treating you?
It's good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you. Now, on Idols, you went by your full name, Christina Williams. Your artist's name has shrunk to just Christina now. Tell us about how life has been. Firstly, the Idols experience, and secondly, since then.
Idols experience. It was a lot of pressure, but it was great. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if not for that. You know, it gave me all the exposure that I needed. But it was quite hectic. And when I got back, I sort of just, I ended up singing just for the money, you know, just to make ends meet. Mm. And I wasn't really enjoying it anymore after that. So I ended up settling down. I got a full-time job just to pay the bills. But actually I've just recently resigned from my jobs, but I can start concentrating on my music again. So that's quite exciting.
So this is a completely, like, it's a new experience for you. It's like you're reborn into the music industry right now.
It is. I feel sort of a little bit lost at the moment. Like, I haven't been in it for years, and even doing this single was just something that I wanted to do for myself. Not that I've been performing anywhere at all. So yeah, it is like starting fresh.
Yeah, well, tell us about your first single. Who recorded it? Who wrote it? You know, and the message behind it.
I actually recorded NDE at Innovative Studios. I wrote myself. When I finished Idols, my dad kind of sat me down. He said, look, if you want to go anywhere, just better start writing some songs just so that if anybody approaches you, you've got something to show them. And this happened to be one of them. And actually, I think I wrote around 15 songs at the time, and this one I wrote in the quickest time. I think I wrote it in about 20 minutes, and it wasn't for anybody. I know it sounds very sad and all, but it was just to get it out there, and then it ended up being one of my favorites. It is still my favorite to this day.
Well, it's called No Longer Yours. It's the first one that's out now, and it's good to hear that. You know, you hear Taylor Swift, you know, writing about specific people, and there's this litany of stories that are in it. But this was just something that you wanted to express from you. The songwriting process, like you said, very quick sometimes. Is it strange how one takes forever and one's quick?
It is. This one, I think I was most frustrated when I was about to do this one, because I was like, I feel like I'm a bit stuck at the moment. I don't know what to write. I guess I just thought, what would people want to hear? What could they relate to? And so I put myself in that kind of moment. And yeah, like I said, it ended up being the best of the lot. So I'm quite proud of it. I really think it's fantastic. Hopefully everyone else does too.
So Christina, tell us about your sound, you know, because obviously when you're on Idols, you know, there is a certain sound that you are given and you train for, and then you kind of move out of that. And a lot of artists after Idols kind of find their way and what they want to express, you know, to the world. Yes. What would you say your sound is?
Definitely country, which is exactly what the song is. And funny enough, on the show, you know, they'd ask the fans, or even I'd ask the fans, what do you want to hear from me next? And so many of my fans kept saying, please do country, please do another country song, because I had done a Taylor Swift song in the earlier rounds, Mean. And it was probably my second best performance on the show. And I guess I should have stuck to that. And the fans were clearly wanting it, but I was, you know, you get advice from so many different people.
Nice.
And like you said, the show, the producers kind of want you to go a certain way as well. So, but at the end of the day, I thought, what do people want to hear? And I know that country is not really a thing here in South Africa. So I wanted to, obviously it's all about the vote then. So
let's get it out there then.
Down in that regard.
Well, listen, so, yeah. country is not a thing like it is in, you know, in the States, but it's huge.
No.
Obviously, there's a massive audience for it here. If someone is listening now going, I love country, I need to follow your progress, where do they find you?
On all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. And my song can be downloaded on all the platforms as well, on Spotify, YouTube Music, Google Play, The Works, all of them, yeah.
It's called No Longer Yours, and they look it up just under your first name, Christina.
Yes.
Christina, formerly known as Christina Williams, from PE, formerly known as, from Klabecha,
formerly known as PE.
Thanks so much for being on the Friday Music Club. Give us one last intro line. Introduce it to the world. This is the first play on air on Algo FM of your song, No Longer Yours. Give us the intro and then let's spin it.
This song is for everybody who's lost love. Enjoy it.